It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa, the first edition of our program for this Sunday evening, and as you may already know, this will be another special program prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're both happy to have you with us again, and we hope you enjoy the music. Selections from two new albums we received from Nigeria from our colleague, Mike Oyeshiji. The first album is titled It's Time, produced by Christy Essien Ibokwe, and the other is by Oliver de Kock, titled In the USA. We'll begin with track one from Christy Essien Ibokwe's album, There's Time for Everything. This was recorded during an actual performance before a large audience, with promoter and MC Austin Izabo making the proper introduction.
Hello, music lovers. Welcome to our world, the world of music, presenting the Lady of Songs, Christy Essien Ibokwe.
Do you know there's time for everything?
There's time for everything. I'm sure we can all agree with that. We just heard track one from the album, It's Time, a nice collection of hit tunes written, composed, arranged, and produced by Christy Essien Ibokwe, one of Nigeria's most popular female singing stars. We'll have more about Christy for you right after this. This is VOA's Africa Service, broadcasting to Africa on the following shortwave meter bands. They include the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands. In southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that's on 621 kilohertz. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, your regular Sunday evening Music Time hostess, and if this is the first time you're joining us, a very big special welcome to you, because we'd like to have you with us all the time, every Sunday. Later on, I'll tell you about our special programs for Africa that are on the air every day. Now, about Christy Essien Ibokwe. About 4 years ago, when we first heard about Christy, we broadcast a special program and an interview with her by our colleague, Mike Oyeshiji, in Lagos. A program opened with Christy's most popular single hit at that time, Shonrere. Here's part of that interview.
I think I discovered my talent. There's nothing as important as one knowing actually what he's supposed to do. And I knew mine when I was as young as 7 years. My sister brought me up actually. I used to say to her that one day I'm going to be a very famous star and an actress. And they never believed me.
Christiana Essien Ibokwe, one of Nigeria's most popular singing stars and recording artists, a mother and a housewife, who told her family and friends that one day she would be an actress, but nobody believed her. Well, Christiana has become famous, both nationally and internationally, as a professional musician. Her success in making music a career and still raise a family and lead a normal married life is quite an inspiration, a very good example of the changes taking place in today's modern society. Although her name is Christiana, she enjoys being called Christy and is an influential force in changing African attitudes toward the role of women in the field of music. Our colleague in Lagos, Nigeria, Mr. Mike Oyeshiji, talked with Christy Essien Ibokwe about her music and her ability in combining both careers, that is, being a professional musician and at the same time a loving housewife.
I just wonder how you're able to cope with your profession and as a singer and then as a married woman. Do you have any problem?
Well, I don't think it would be nice for me to say I don't have problems. There's no human being who hasn't got problems, even if he's only managing one aspect of his life or her life. But I'm glad to say that I don't find them very tasking. Somehow I've got a man who is understanding, who don't expect me to give him all the 100% in the house. He knows that I'm an actress and I've got to take care of that aspect of my life. So when I have the time to stay home, I give them 50% of the time I wasn't around. So I'm happy that somehow I'm able to cope.
What advice would you like to give to musicians, especially female musicians?
Well, I will only tell them that if you know that you're talented, because this thing called music is not just what you can get up in a day and say, oh, because so person is making it in that country, in this country, why can't I make it? Once you have that behind your mind, then you failed before ever starting. So I think that anybody who believes, who is honest enough to know that he or she is talented, I think you should just come in and do it. You don't expect everything to be all roses. You should expect ups and downs and expect to keep on and try until you make it. Because those who made it didn't just make it like that. So I think they shouldn't run away, because people look down on them as prostitutes. We are not. In fact, those in the music industry are known as the best citizens in the world, the whole world. So I think they should come all out and do it.
Christy Essien Ibokwe, the talented Nigerian pop singer who decided to make music her career and made the breakthrough for the role of women in music. Well, she's come a long way. Still Nigeria's number one female artist, and still a source of pride and joy for all women in Africa. And we're proud to have this new album just sent to us from Nigeria, and happy to share this wonderful music with you, our listeners. This next selection is titled Tetano Naula.
Lubayu na biala.
Yeah.
Ibo kwen.
Yeah.
Ibo kwen.
Yeah.
Kwes won.
Yeah.
Tenu nula.
Kunyenu nula.
Kunyenu nula.
Kunyenu nula.
Tetano Naula, composed, arranged, and produced by Christy Essiani Bokwe for her album, It's Time. recorded for Soul Train Entertainment at Aphrodisia Studios in Nigeria. Christy said she dedicated the album to all women everywhere, and especially to all her friends in Ekete, the place where she was born. Well, here's Christy again from her album. This is called We the People. We the People of Nigeria, also composed, arranged, and produced by one of Nigeria's super talented recording stars, Christy Essien Ibokwe. The selections we played are all from her latest album, It's Time. We hope you liked the music. Still coming up in this special program, music from another album we just received from Nigeria, Oliver de Kock in the USA, right after this message from our colleague, Nelson Brown, your host for African Panorama on VOA's Africa Service.
Thanks, Rita. And indeed, it is a pleasure to greet your Music Time listeners and tell them a little bit about African Panorama. It's one of our oldest Africa Service news programs, a fast-moving 30 minutes of world and African news and correspondent and news feature reports on events in Africa and elsewhere. We call upon our staff of reporters and correspondents in Africa and many other places. Our purpose is to keep you up to date on events not only on the continent, but also in other news centers that affect Africa. Join me on African Panorama every Monday through Friday at 17 and 19 hours GMT, here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
Nelson Brown, your host for African Panorama on VOA's English to Africa service, a program we also recommend that you don't miss during the week on the Voice of America. If this is the first time you're joining Music Time in Africa, here's my address for corresponding. Rita Rochelle is my name, of course, and I'll spell it for you. Rita is R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 USA. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we always give an alternate address. Might be a little less expensive for you to use this one. You may address your letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. And friends, as I mentioned earlier, Leo and I received two albums recently from Nigeria, one by Christy Essieni-Bokwe, whose music you just listened to, and the other by Oliver De Cook, a production released right after his tour in the United States. The album is called Oliver De Cook and His Ogene Sound Super of Africa in the USA. Oliver De Cook is not new for us here in Music Time in Africa studios. We've played his recordings and featured his music a number of times, but newly released productions are always welcome, and we're always ready to share them with you, our listeners. If you're not familiar with the music of this super talented artist, it's called the Ogene Sound Super of Africa. Here it is, Oliver De Cook in the USA.
Ibokwenu!
Hey!
Nigeria kwenu!
Hey!
Africa kwezenu!
Hey! Okay, no, no.
Oliver de Kock in the USA, the Ogene sound, super from Nigeria. And that's all the time we have for this first edition of today's Music Time in Africa. Our second edition for this evening is coming up at 19:30 GMT. That's just 1 hour and 30 minutes from now. So I hope you'll stay right there by your radio, because VOA continues now with a report of the latest news, followed by Encounter and Special English, all on the VOA, and it's just for you. And this is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now, and my love to all of you.